Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts and getting rid of death taxes. I'm Doug Busselman. Back after this. A major accomplishment would be the successful end to estate taxes, known as death taxes. This is especially important for working farms and ranches because the last thing we need to do is to punish capital-intensive businesses like farms and ranches. As the American Farm Bureau Federation has noted, the value of family-owned farms and ranches is normally tied to very fixed and not liquid assets like land, buildings, and equipment. With as much as 82% of a farm or ranch asset in real estate, producers have few options when it comes to generating cash to pay the estate taxes. When the surviving family partners have to deal with estate taxes on an agricultural business, which are greater than cash or liquid assets, it isn't uncommon where land or buildings or equipment have to be sold to cover the taxes and keep the business running. There have been many benefits in congressional actions like the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which have provided for increases in estate tax exemptions to $11 million per person or $22 million per couple, indexed for inflation. But keeping this level of exemptions are less than assured. We also need to make certain that the portability between spouses and continued consideration of providing for the stepped-up basis is essential. The long-term preservation and protection of our nation's family-owned farms and ranches needs to be a priority. We need to get rid of the death taxes. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.